Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.
It's a Wednesday. That means it's a Woman Crush Wednesday. In this space, we celebrate women that are doing fantastic things, just trailblazing in different industries and just being incredibly phenomenal. And I bring them to you on a Wednesday because it is hump day, and just to give you that extra energy just to keep going to get to the other side, which is the weekend, and then building up for a brand new week. Now, let me break this down. This is a unique one. In studio with me right now, I have two incredible women from Durban, from right here in Durban, who have collaborated, all right? I know there's one more lady who's not here, but they've all collaborated on a book that I believe every single woman should read. The book is called Journeys, okay? But instead of me unpacking it, let's meet the ladies, Dr. Carmen James and Beverly Dyers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Carol. It's awesome to be here.
Oh, thank you, ladies. Okay, where do we even begin? Let me start with you, Carmen. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the book Journeys, firstly. What is it about?
So it's a collaborative effort between 7 female authors, all from South Africa.
Wow.
And it actually just came up as a random suggestion one day in a book club. We were like, hey, we're reviewing all these books. Maybe we should actually consider writing a book of our own.
Right.
And so it started off as each of us writing a short story. And we submitted to an editor, and she was like, you should definitely run with this. And so following that, we just went through the motions, and now Journeys was born.
Journeys was born. Now, Beverly, tell us, what stories are each of the ladies telling? Is it stories about their lives? Is it stories about their ambitions? What story does each woman tell as a theme?
So in Journeys, you'll find that there are 7 stories by 7 female authors. And all the stories are real life accounts about things that we've been through. It's personal stuff, and you'll see that the themes run through everything, like divorce.
Mm.
They talk about going through cultural difficulties within marriages, differences. We go through the imposter syndrome, where Carmen writes about how becoming a doctor was kind of a pipe dream, and then it became a reality. And it's just things that have happened to us in our lives. My story is not my personal story. When I was approached to write a story for the book, I'm actually writing my own biography. Don't know when that'll be done. But so I chose to write about a close friend of mine. But the stories are all real. They're authentic. They are real life accounts of what women have gone through.
Right. I hear you. So speaking of real life accounts of what women are going through, Dr. Carmen James, I know that you're married to a very famous man who makes Durban laugh all the time, who clearly is very supportive because he's here. Hello, Carmen. Carmen Goldstone is here, and his wife, Dr. Carmen James. I'm very curious to hear your story of becoming a doctor, and you're married to this funny man. How and what your input in the book is.
I don't know if I can say this on radio when I'm about to, but Carmen was actually my patient. That's how we met. But anyway, I digress.
Oh, cute.
I digress.
That is the cutest thing ever. Doctor.
He's going to kill me for saying that.
That
but
is
anyway,
so cute.
Look, when I was at high school, I had no idea what I wanted to become.
Right.
No idea. I went through all the career days, and I went through all the career options, and I was completely lost. And my older brother was like, you should become a doctor. I was like, that's never going to happen. I'm bad at maths. I have no idea. Like, how I would ever qualify to get into medical school. I submitted my application, and I was shocked when they phoned me at like 9 p.m. one night to say, you should come register, you made it into medical school.
Oh, wow.
I was like, this is not happening. So the whole time while I'm studying medicine, I'm thinking, I'm not supposed to be here. They're going to find out that I'm bad at maths. They're going to find out that I'm actually not as intelligent as I should be to become a doctor.
Right.
And so you've got this narrative like running in the back of your mind the whole time. And then you qualify, and it's like, whoa, like, this is the real deal. You're like making life and death decisions.
Wow.
And one of the things that I write about in my story is how difficult it was for me to detach my emotions from treating my patients.
Ooh.
And I discuss like a particularly important moment where we're at a termination of pregnancy clinic. And we're standing there at the foot of a bed watching this procedure being done. And I'm like trying to concentrate on what's happening, but I'm like, who is this woman? Why is she here? Like, can I go and like support her and give her a hug? And like, it was so difficult. And so that's one of the themes that kind of runs through my story.
Wow. That is quite a theme. That is quite a theme. And I relate really closely to that, because when I started in the business, I was a journalist. And I had gone out to some really horrific stories. And it's hard to detach yourself from being the journalist and being the human being that experiences pain and loss and all of that. So I totally get it. So we heard Dr. Carmen James Jane's story. If you missed us earlier, we spoke to her about her journey to being a doctor and her doubts within about it. And now we're going to meet Beverly Diaz's story that she wrote about a friend. You want to tell us more about it, Beverly? And also tell us more about Beverly.
About Beverly, I've always had a love for words, and writing is just something that comes naturally to me. So I won the Oprah Magazine short story competition, like, I think it was in 2012.
Wow.
And it just gave me such a boost. I know I'm lazy because I procrastinate, but that's what started me writing my biography.
Right.
And when this opportunity came up, so the ladies all belong to a book club. I wasn't part of it. And when one of the ladies called me to say, listen, we're working on this project. We'd love you to join us because you write so beautifully. And I was like, I jumped to it. But I just thought, I don't want to share my stories because I'm keeping that for my book.
For your book, yeah.
So, and I just came back from lunch with a good friend of mine. And we were just unpacking some of the stuff that had happened to her. And she's now in such a beautiful space from where she used to be.
Mm.
So our lunch is like a celebration of that. So when I got the call, I immediately just thought, I'm going to write her story because she might not have the voice to put it out there, and I am that person.
And what's her story?
So her story is basically grew up in a very traditional African family where virginity testing was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously you're going to save yourself a marriage, and eventually she did get married, and she got married to a man who was very traditional as well. And then in that marriage, she had three daughters. So my story picks up on the part where her husband leaves her because she can't give him a male heir.
That's crazy.
And that just for me...
And you know the man determines the sex of the children.
He does.
This is what always gets me when guys get upset. You can't give me a boy. You decide. Your little swimmers decide.
The swimmers aren't swimming right.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
So the cultural norms of having a boy child and the value that is placed on a boy child over the value that you place over a girl child.
Terrible,
and it's the same way that parents will say, why should I send my daughter to university? She's only going to go marry into another family, and that investment is gone.
Yeah.
When in fact, if you look at the reality, it's girl children who look after their families more than the boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just challenges cultural norms, and for me, it just made me so angry because I'm a mother to a daughter, and I thought my daughter is like valuable. Mm. Like, why would someone think having daughters is not good enough?
Right. All right. Where is the book available, ladies? Come and where can we get the books? How do we get our hands on these wonderful books that are so inspirational?
So you can purchase them directly from each of the authors. Please go ahead and follow The Journeys book on Facebook.
The Journeys book. Okay.
Yes, you can get hold of us there, and then Starbucks in Florida Road does carry some copies of our book as well.
All right, fantastic. As we wrap up, ladies, I'll start with you, Dr. Carmen James. What is your inspiration for ladies?
So we're all on a journey, and we all have a story to tell. Yeah. And so my encouragement is to share your story with others, because what we've noticed is that from us sharing our stories with other people, it's actually inspired others to speak about their stories. And there's a lot of similarity. There's something in this book for everyone.
Yeah.
And so you may find a mirror image of yourself in some of the stories in this book. And so it is important for us to share these stories with others, especially for the younger generation that's coming up. So we can achieve anything, and it's even better if we achieve it together.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beverly Diaz, what is your message for us?
My message is just that as women, our journeys are so similar. From the feedback that we've had from this book, and surprisingly, Carol, we've had feedback from men as well.
Wow.
That our journeys are so similar. They're so universal. It's just we need to keep telling our stories, because there's someone out there who's got a story exactly like yours. And I think that we find comfort in the fact that we have these common threads that run through all of our journeys. So this book has been healing in a way. And the amount of tears that have happened over journeys, like people have bought the book, read it, and then come back, and we have crying sessions at work. We have crying sessions in the toilet. You bump into people who bought the book, and it's just like it's a celebration. Mm-hmm. But the main message in this book is that whatever you're going through now is not going to last forever. There's always a bright light at the end of this dark tunnel.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just keep going.
Beautiful. Anything else you want to leave us with, ladies?
Don't forget to buy your copy of Journeys. You can get it at Florida Road if you live in Durban, or you can go on the Journeys book Facebook page, or you can reach out to any one of us via our social media and get a copy for yourself.
Oh, love it. Love it, love it. Dr. Carmen James and Beverly ideas. You can follow them on social media. And as you heard, Journeys, the book on Facebook, you can follow it there and also purchase the book from there, as well as Starbucks on Florida Road. You ladies are an inspiration. Keep telling your stories. Keep sharing them with women across the world, because you know, books, you write it here in Durban and a book can land up in London. It can land up in Dubai. It can land up anywhere in the world. So bless you guys for this and wishing you all the best.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.